Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I wonder how many opportunities we pass up each day by not praying about them. Things we deal with without asking God to help. God is at work all around us, all the time. Sometimes we notice him at work in our lives and in the lives of others just because he is so good. But God is also the one who invites us to ask, rather than just barging in. What is your first instinct in situations when things go well and when things go wrong? How do you deal with the normal, the everyday? Is turning to God your first instinct? When Jesus teaches his friends to pray, he says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find." He invites us to come to him continually, to be shameless and audacious in the way we ask. He has good gifts to give us, and he wants us to ask for them. Who doesn't want to see the good gifts God has? In our society, we have lots of great things that make life easier. And when things go wrong, whether it's to our car, our home, our body, we have people we can call on to fix the problem. We also have a mentality of independence. We don't tend to like to ask for help or admit that we're stuck. And so, if we're not careful, prayer can get pushed down the list. It becomes last resort, something reserved for moments of crisis when everything else has failed. But even non-believers pray when their lives are in genuine danger. Instead, what might happen if prayer became our first instinct? How many more stories of answered prayers and God working in day-to-day life would we have? How much more peace would we experience because we turned to God first and looked to him instead of ourselves for the answer? When we pray, when we bring all these things to God, we tend to realize that the thing we need more than anything else is his presence, which is precisely what he loves to give. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Is prayer your first instinct? Who or what do you tend to go to before you go to in prayer? In everything you face today, take it to God first and see what he does.